Electric Studio with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lander Chevrolet, online at LanderChevrolet.com. I'll try to get Tim Hall in here one more time. Appreciate Samantha filling us in on the new Impala. Quite a sell job there. I'm all about that thing. They are nice. Sully used to drive. I think maybe he still does an Impala. They're pretty sweet. It's a good ride. Apparently they've stepped their luxury level up as well. So good stuff. Without a doubt. I do want to thank again our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza for sending some lunch there on our way. And I'm so glad Matty T got fed too, because he's such a happier Matty T when he's had a little Jim's Razorback Pizza for the day. Aren't you, big fella?
I am. It's a complete mood enhancer for me.
Is your mood enhanced enough to give us a Matty T minute that's out of this world?
Well, I don't want to get your hopes up too high.
That's a spirit.
But I imagine we can work something in here. You know, and I probably you'd probably think, you know, Matty T, he's going to dog this Noah movie, you know,
yes,
because of the whole probably didn't really happen thing. But no, that's not the way I am. And that's not even the way I think. But into the Matty T Minute. Divergent rolled the box office last week, while Muppets Most Wanted had a decent second place opening. This week, the waterlogged biblical epic Noah opens starring Russell Crowe. Apparently, there has been some controversy surrounding this movie because some people feel it doesn't stick close enough to the Old Testament story. Now, I'm not really interested in all that. I only care if it's a movie that's worth watching or not. I've seen plenty of movies that aren't believable, like Star Wars and Ted the Talking Teddy Bear. Even Fargo says at the beginning it's based on a true story, and that movie's completely fabricated, so none of that's an issue for me. It actually has some stuff going for it. It's written and directed by Darren Aronofsky, who wrote and directed Requiem for a Dream, and more recently, The Wrestler and Black Swan. I liked all of those movies, and the other thing this movie has is a top-notch cast that includes Jennifer Connelly, Emma Watson, and Sir Anthony Hopkins. Everyone's already familiar with this story, and as much as I'd like to make fun of Noah, I think it's going to be pretty good, and own it at the box office this weekend.
All right.
The next movie up, however, looks less promising, but does still have some things going for it. It's called Sabotage, and stars Arnold, and I always got to slow down when I say this last name, Schwarzenegger. Since returning to acting after his time as California governor, it's been bombs for Arnold, and that's all I'll call him from now on. The Last Stand and Escape Plan tanked at the box office, so his draw isn't really there now. The other stars of this film don't really bring in audiences either, with actors such as Sam Worthington, who was that guy in Avatar. It's directed by the guy who wrote Training Day and the original Fast and Furious screenplay. He also wrote and directed End of Watch. Sabotage is an action movie where Arnold and a bunch of other tough guys play DEA agents, and it's going to have a tough time at the box office this weekend. Now, there's also a movie out directed by and starring Jason Bateman called Bad Words, but that one isn't in many theaters, so I don't see it doing very well, but it does look really funny, so keep an eye out for it. On Monday, it will be Noah, followed by Divergent, and Muppets at third, and that's this week's Matty T Minute.
Did you say Muppets on third?
No, Muppets will be, Muppets will be third.
On third?
On third.
I love
third.
The prediction.
At Who's third, I'm sorry.
Who's on first?
No, what's on first?
Who's a hugging third?
Have
you seen the Muppets?
I haven't. That's one I'm going to go see this weekend.
Did I tell you guys that? I guess we got in a fight too early yesterday for us to talk about other stuff. But
the Muppets? How did we miss that conversation?
I took Maddox yesterday, or 2 days ago,
man,
when I was off. And I got to be honest, I've seen a lot of Muppet movies. I thought this one was pretty weak.
Really?
It is a rental at best.
Oh, man.
I like Muppet movies.
Did you see the one with Jason Siegel?
I did not see the last one.
That one was five stars as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it looked really good. This was gravely disappointing. The best part of it was Tina Fey, who was oddly sort of sensual as a or sensuous. Can you be sensual? Sensuous as a Russian gulag prison operator. Yeah.
I can see Russian gulag prison operator.
Oh, buddy. Certainly. Let me say some little caged heat, if you will.
Oh, she's cagey.
With her Russian accent, she is very hot.
She's cagey, that one.
Cajun.
Mm-hmm, that too.
A couple of things you guys might find interesting from the world of the NFL, and then we're going to take our final timeout. Oh, and by the way, did you see Miguel Cabrera's deal? I wish the Pigskin was here so I could talk to him about it. $292 million over 10 years. 10 years, $292 million.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't. It's crazy, though. Isn't that wild?
It's like Monopoly money. It's like play
money. The whole
money.
Thing is silly. $29 million.